Welcome everyone to the Pied Piper podcast, where me, your host Piper, like to talk to different people who are involved in the strip club scene. I don't really know if I want to call it like sex workers. I don't know if we're really sex workers or not.
Yeah, or like entertainment industry.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, I think it's more entertainment. But I think there's, you know, where it's like two things that kind of overlap each other a little bit. Like sometimes it can be considered sex work, and sometimes it can be considered entertainment.
Yeah, I like entertainment more.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Because I never really considered myself like an escort or anything like that. So, but you know, it's
can't
just
really say the same for myself.
Yeah. But you know, it's such a different world. It's like sometimes, you know, it's like our own lingo and our own rules. You know what I mean? It is like its own society,
yeah,
its own culture. And I just think that a lot of people are really interested in what we really talk about, mm-hmm. you know, in the dressing room.
This is basically like the dressing room.
I think that's kind of how I wanted to come across.
Usually we get up this early and are getting ready.
Yeah, and this is exactly it. We're sitting next to each other in the dressing room, and we're putting our makeup on, and we're just talking about, like, mm-hmm. it's all just out there, and we're pretty honest and blunt with each other. And I feel like we're really normal people, mm-hmm. But it's not like celebrities necessarily, but, like, there's this sort of, like, barrier between us and, like, other people. And it would be nice to just be able to, like, reach across the barrier and say, hey, like, this is what we do, and this is what it's like.
A little bit of a main character syndrome.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, like, I'll even be interviewing bartenders and DJs and managers. But today I have a dancer. Her name is Vivian. She's one of my favorite people in the club. She's a lot of fun, super beautiful.
Going on 5 years this year.
5 years, okay.
At Night Dress.
So how did you get started?
Oh, my God. So I was, well, I guess, like, every stripper store is like this, where we're in, like, a desperate situation. I was 19 at the time, and I did, like, loosely online sex work before it was glorified.
Like camming.
Yeah, My Free Cams, Chat Roulette, Omegle, Skype. Okay. But yeah, I was like really low on money, and I was like, you know what? This is kind of like the strip club. It is sex work. I'll do it for a week, just 1 week.
Yeah.
And here I am, like, 5-6 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. I read somewhere online today, because I was looking at, like, funny statistics, and they said that there was a percentage of us that would end up staying for quite a while if we made it past the 5 year mark.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. And I was like, that's probably true. Because I think that within a year, a lot of girls know whether they just hate it or they love it.
Yeah. There's definitely, like, a timeline where the first week is fun. And then, like, the second week is like, oh, crap, I'm still here.
And it's hard.
And then a year later, you're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do next? Second year, third year is so fucking miserable. Like, I got so burnt out.
Yeah.
And then now here I am. I'm like, okay, I have clients who I can, like, call in and
you, like, learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there really is it's a hustle.
It's somewhat consistent now than before.
It's a hustle. Like, at first you're making money because it's fun. But then after a while you have to learn how to, like, treat it like a job and use techniques and start
lots of discipline.
I remember in probably within the 6 months of working, I was crying because I couldn't understand why I couldn't make as much money as some of the other girls. And really, like, later on, just realized, like, oh, it's because they turned it into a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I don't wonder how much I'm going to make anymore.
Like, yeah.
I just kind of know.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And we also get used to the ups and downs. We, like, plan for it a little bit. So if you weren't dancing, what would you do? Like, what's your dream job?
Ooh. Probably go back to Arizona and do cosmetology, but, like, special effects theater.
Oh, that'd be really,
like,
cool.
Putting makeup and dressing people up. I kind of do that at work as well.
Yeah.
Like, especially for work at night, I always get that girl that's like, oh, can you please do my eyebrows?
Oh.
I'll give you $5. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I still get a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty cool. At work we do. It's like playing dress up.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the outfits and all the makeup, and it really is like playing dress up like you're a little girl. But after When did it start getting tiring for you?
I think that's why I don't work at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I am the makeup girl. Like, yeah, girls who compliment my eyeliner, they're like, oh, it's so straight.
You put in a lot more effort than a lot of us.
But I think where I got really tired of it was I had to take care of myself. Like, I can't just go out looking like this and then having to worry about my coworkers. And then on top of that, going out there and competing against them. I'm like, fuck. I did all that work on you, and I put me last.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know that you dealt with that kind of situation at work. Probably because
like,
I don't
know. Barring really... outfits.
Oh, I can't.
I lose track.
I can't do that. I can't do that anymore. I don't want to I don't want to lend you my outfit.
I'm too tiny now, so good luck.
I usually just tell them, like, no, that's my favorite outfit. I just you just have to put your foot down. The other day, a girl asked me if she could borrow my mascara. I was like, girl, I'm so sorry. But
I'm guessing that she was a baby dancer.
You know, probably.
Yeah.
Because that's when you learn. Don't.
Yeah, and don't share underwear. Don't share mascara. I just don't know why people ask.
Who would want to borrow underwear? The only time I've ever let a girl have my underwear was when I knew for a fact that they were brand new. Like, I just bought them, and I was like, you can buy them from me. But you cannot borrow my underwear. That's, like, boy shorts, the ones on top. But, like, not our, like, our thongs.
Yeah, it's too intimate.
Yeah, there's no way that I'm going to get your pussy, like, washed out of my panties so that I feel comfortable wearing. And there's nothing against that girl. I probably like that girl. But, you're right. It is just, like, kind of weird. But, like, mostly with outfits, you just never see him again. I think that was my first fight I ever had was over her not giving me back my booty shorts. I was like, I will kill you.
Those are mine, I swear.
Dude, oh, my God. That was back in the day for sure. But, yeah. So, on outfits, where do you like to get your outfits at?
I like Hustler, but also, I hate saying this, but I'm an Amazon shopper. I will get, like, the cheap stuff and then, like, make it my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to talk about that today, too, on, like, the kind of clients that I like to attract. So I think that's why I changed my name to Vivian. And I'm a strong believer that the strip club is, like, it's a gentleman's club. So I want to attract gentlemen.
That's right.
So, yeah, I fall in between, like, classy and, like, punk grunge, I guess.
No, you're definitely alternative.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
But, no, like, that I think is so great because for a while there when I worked, I also worked kind of, like, in a niche. And I think niche style is really important because you stand out. But also, like, the guys that are into that are, like, really into it. Like, you fit something, like, because you're alternate. You know, there's so many guys, especially kind of my age, like, 30s, or guys in their 40s who dated alternative girls in high school. And a lot of times these guys are coming in here. They want
like to, you meet a fantasy.
Yeah, you meet a fantasy. You know, girls that wear braces, believe it or not, make tons of money. You need a fantasy. These guys, like, their first girlfriend probably had braces, you know? So, like, yeah, you have, like, this really, and, you know, for our listeners who don't know, Vivian is, are you half Hispanic?
I really don't know. I'm just a one-night stand baby. I really.
She's super beautiful.
Native, I guess.
You do kind of look a little native, but she's alternative. So, you know, she has, is it a skullet right now?
Yes.
It's very sexy. Black hair. We'll take pictures, I promise. Purple. She has, like, the piercing. She always wears black. My favorite item that you wear are your big boots.
Yeah.
With the,
I like being a Bratz doll.
Yeah. What are they called?
These? I think these.
Oh, my God. They platforms. Have springs inside them.
Yeah.
You're very, like, alternative new metal.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten that too, like new wave.
Yeah.
But
you're still girly though. You know, you do your makeup really beautiful and you talk really sweet. So
thank you.
Yeah, and I think that's why you are so popular at the club.
Yeah, I've been called like one of the faces of Day Shift. The other day, I really liked this compliment. This guy was like, you really aren't everyone's cup of tea. You're kind of like a curiosity. I was like, ooh.
But
I
men
like...
will pay to meet their curiosity, though.
Yes. They're like, I've never tried this.
And it's kind of the same thing with me, too. Like, a lot of guys will say, I always get this. I've never had a redhead before. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, welcome on board, you know.
Rubs my hands together.
I know, you're like, wah, ha, ha, ha. All right, cool. Yeah. So, and then, oh, can we talk about your tattoo?
Oh, my God, my blasphemous tattoos.
I think it's, I don't know. I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. I like things that are out there. I like that you do stuff and you're not afraid. It comes off as very sexy and confident. So she has like the Christ head of thorns.
Yeah.
Tattooed across, but you can't.
Head of thorns.
Yeah. But guys can't see it in the club. She wears bangs, you know, kind of covers it. Because what we were talking about earlier, being classy, like there's a level, right, where you want to be like classy enough for sure. Especially because there's older gentlemen. And, you know, I am a little, I don't know, I'm a little redneck, I think. But I do try to keep it classy.
No way.
Like, for sure, I will never wear marijuana leaves.
Ooh, okay. On my outfits. I can't see wearing, like, the Daisy Dukes either.
Daisy Dukes are pretty cute. I would wear those every once in a while, but, like, I will never wear marijuana leaves, even though I smoke, and I will, like, readily admit that I smoke marijuana. Oh, it's kind
of like a stereotype.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to feel classy. Mm-hmm. And there's something about it that doesn't necessarily say classy to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, oh, like
it's like me wearing like a skull on my black tank top.
I don't know. Well, I think that's kind of cute though, and if it's alternative, there's just like kind of a stereotype, an unfortunate stereotype that kind of goes with marijuana leaves. But I think I just like stay away from it. I'm trying to think of what else I do. It's like I like matching outfits.
Yeah,
I just feel like it's weird when they don't match the colors.
You go through like 5 or 6 different outfits before you go out there.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do kind of. You wear fishnets and I love you for it and you look sexy. I cannot do the same. They drive me insane. It takes me forever to unravel them. You know, my beige ones broke like the very day that I bought them. Yeah. You were like, oh, I love beige fishnets. And then they broke like 20 minutes later.
Oh, I was like,
I was like, how does she do this?
I just rip them. If there's a rip, I'm like, all right, I'll put another one next to it.
Yeah.
To make it look like...
like ripped jeans. Like purposefully in a way. Done.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I hate buttons, though. Every time I do a lap dance.
On a guy with buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like to unhook the belt. I know it's kind of a no-no. But hey, I want to like preserve my...
though? No, we're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Like, we get cowboys. I will pull their belts off of them because that giant buckle. I'm not rubbing all over this giant buckle. No, so I think it's okay.
And okay, let's be honest. They don't wash their hands. So after they put their thing away, they like touch the buckle.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I don't want that on me.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, please.
I think the strip club was the hardest place for COVID. I think all of us, I mean, I wasn't really dancing during the time, but I heard like all of us pretty much got COVID a couple times.
Yes.
Yeah.
I for sure damn did.
You did. How many times did you get COVID?
Twice.
And you feel like every time it was from the club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first time it was when Texas, they closed all their bars. Oh, so everyone from Dallas, Austin, Fort Worth.
What was Houston, that like? Was there a lot more money?
It was disgusting. But yeah, it was a lot of money. Everyone was sweaty and like paranoid. Yeah. They were just like asking me questions like every move. Like, oh, is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I do that?
From Texas, though?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they were way more liberal than us. Like way more touchy.
They kind of are.
Yeah, because I mean, I danced there a couple times. And I was...
oh, I saw so many rules.
I saw two girls like scissoring each other on stage.
They don't care.
And it was, like, nude. You know? I was like, they're touching pussies. Like
bumping coochies.
I was like, are they really good friends or what? You know, now, yeah. I mean, because I've danced. So that's surprising to hear that, like, people from there were kind of nervous coming over.
Yeah. Well, except, I mean, of course, there was, like, a few that really didn't give a fuck. But the girl that didn't give a fuck the most that night gave me COVID. So that's what basically happened.
Oh, you're talking about dancers not...
it was a non-dancer.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, where are you from? You know, I was...
yeah.
She was drunk. And I, like, patted her back, and it was so, so sticky.
What?
Yeah, I was like, ooh, like, did someone, like, spill a drink on her? So she pushes me on stage while I'm dancing. So I fall on my back. And she's like, oh, can I do this? I was like, yeah, sure. So she's, like, kissing on my belly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... you know, just being encouraging.
Yeah.
Just like,
but not overly encouraging.
Yeah.
Not like shoving her face in there. Mm-hmm. You're just like, good job. Pat, mm-hmm. pat.
And then I get up and I was like, oh, something's off. And all her friends are like picking her up off the ground as I'm getting off stage. Oh, they're still tipping me. I was like, I feel weird. And the next day I literally got sick. I was like, I'm dying.
Oh my God.
I was like, isn't the symptoms 2 days?
Oh my God. I did, you know, and I got COVID working in a bar. I was bartending at the time. I was thinking, God, the club's got to be even worse than this.
It was. It was nasty.
It's pretty hard.
Like, even air was murky.
Were you there when they were dancing in masks?
Yeah.
Did you dance in a mask?
I danced at Godiva's. And that was kind of grody too, because like, I mean, I guess I didn't care. If you're working at the strip club during COVID, you really don't give a fuck.
You're like girls, risking it, you know?
Yeah, the girls that really, really didn't give a fuck. They were like the bedazzle ones just wasn't, that basically just didn't do anything. They were cute, but they were coughing on everyone. Oh. I was like, let me get out of here.
A lot of girls turned to OnlyFans during that time.
I did pretty good for a while, but
it was really a struggle, guys, for dancers during that time. We weren't really considered like real workers. I mean, we don't have healthcare. Mm-hmm. We love being independently contracted. We don't want that to change, but healthcare for us is really hard to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. And then any kind of benefits with losing our job, you know, it's really risky. It's worth the rewards a lot, though. Do you feel like you made a lot of money during COVID?
Yeah, because people were, like, more sympathetic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know. Well, like you said, we don't really have benefits. I'm like, hey, like, if I get sick today, like, what would you do? Or if you got sick today, what would you do? We would have a lot of those subjects. But also, it was just a really depressing time. So I tried not to, like, talk about it, because some people like did lose their family and they would go into, I don't know why you guys do this, like mourn inside of the club. I get it, but
mourn inside the club,
yeah, because like some people like lost their family members,
so they go to the club.
Yeah,
I know,
it's crazy.
We are therapists.
Mm-hmm.
It is insane.
But yeah, in a way I did make a little bit more
money.
It
is really hard too, because I want to look at these men like they are human beings, you know, and they are going through stuff, but man, you guys come to the club and we're like, we got to be like super happy a lot. And you'd be coming in there telling us about your divorce and stuff. And we're like trying to be good listeners and be like, yeah, honey, I'm really sorry that happened to you. You know,
I try and relate.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, after some of it though, sometimes I'm like, bro, you are bringing me down.
Yeah.
It is really hard to maintain a lady boner or like pretend, like, you know, feel.
Ooh, my favorite line to say whenever I'm just like not feeling the sadness, I don't want to like be your therapist. I'll be like, babe, this isn't really that sexy. Let's go over here.
I love you for that. Especially when you giggle. And I tell girls all the girls are like, how do you tell a guy how you feel without sounding mean? And I'm like, giggle, girl.
Yes,
giggle when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Giggle when you ask for a tip. Giggle when you tell him to stop putting his hands there.
Baby, quit. No, get me in trouble.
Stop. You bad boy. Yeah, but in your head you're like, one more time and I will smack you.
I'm gonna lose my job today.
We won't lose our job. We have great managers now.
Oh my God, yes.
You do.
Rest in peace. She's not dead, but she just, that was my favorite manager. It was Claire.
Claire, I know. I love Claire too. She was only there for a short time, but she was really badass. I really am appreciative of Gabe and Danny, because they're the first managers we've ever had that truly care. They're also young, so they're just not jaded, I feel like. And they just really stand up for us. So I feel like if I hit a guy, Gabe or Danny would be like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
We've had managers before where they'd be like, you can't do that. And
or you were asking for it.
Yeah. Or you get DMP'd. You lose a week. You can't work because some guy touched you inappropriately or said something and it really, really hurtful or inappropriate. And you responded. Which, I mean, I'm not saying that we should hit people. That's really terrible. We should all work on that. Don't hit people. But also,
probably don't throw drinks either.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
I'm a drink thrower.
Are you a drink thrower?
Yeah.
I definitely dumped a guy's beer on him once before and then took his hat and tossed it across the room.
On his crotch.
I mean, it is also hard to control yourself when you know, you're in that kind of physical mm-hmm. aspect and a guy is doing something he's not supposed to.
Yeah.
And honestly, personally, I think the, like, Me Too movement would be better if girls' instant response to guys touching them inappropriately in the workplace is to just punch them in the face.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my immediate response.
Yeah, my immediate response to something physical
being put on me. Some people have trauma, too.
Yeah, and it is hard. But, man, I'm like, I hated getting in trouble for hitting mm-hmm. a guy for touching me. I was like, oh, come on. But I get it. I get it. But anyway.
Well, yeah, like, we're both I think they do that so both people need a break and the guy won't come back and yeah. be spiteful or some shit like that. Like, I get it, but at the same time, I don't want to be punished for that long.
No, yeah. I mean, it is really hard. We definitely get put into really hard situations at the club. We love the club and we love our job and stuff like that. But sometimes we go through, like, really hard situations. Like, what do you think is the hardest situation with a customer you've ever been in where you were really uncomfortable?
It was probably the first time I got suspended, and it was a guy that was in there for like about 3 months, like consistently, like every week.
Oh God.
And I know he was going through a hard time at home domestically, and he usually never got dances, but he was really of course the alcohol took over. But, yeah, we were dancing, and I was like, are you sure you never do dances?
Oh, yeah.
And we were down to, like, $60 in dances, and he gets up out of nowhere, just throws me off, and he's like, I don't do dances. You know this. What? I'm getting out of here.
Oh, I was like,
okay, you don't have to pay me, but just, like, please apologize, because, like, you really hurt me. Like, you got up really quick. And then, I don't know what was his deal. We're cool now. I'm really forgiving.
Really?
But
did he ever pay you?
No. Sorry. Did he ever pay you for the dances? Don't treat me like a broke bitch. I don't want your money. But just apologize. And then he like choke slam me.
Oh no. Yeah.
I don't know where he just choke slam me. And the people around me saw it and they were trying to defend me. Nick was there actually at night.
The manager, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Our general manager.
Yes. Yeah. I still love him for this, but
oh, yeah.
He was like, it's one thing that you kicked his ass and threw him on a pile of chairs and a table, but it's another that you reached over the bar and you threw the drink on him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, so that's the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I should have definitely controlled myself at that time and
it's
try
hard.
And defuse.
You know, and alcohol is involved. We do drink at work. You know, and guys drink and they drink like a lot. Like
oh,
we
yeah.
can't drink as much as I mean, if you're a professional dancer, you know, like you can't drink that mm-hmm. much. You have to stay sharp. But guys will definitely get really drunk and do some crazy stuff or mm-hmm. say some crazy stuff. I think one crazy situation I was in was well, like, I had a guy during a dance just ask me randomly. He's like, have you ever had an STD?
Yeah, I've actually had that, too.
I'm like, why
the
fuck are you asking me this?
Get off on that. They like to think that...
We're dirty hoes.
Yeah, we're dirty hoes.
We're dirty hoes. And you know what? For your information, plenty of people get STDs, usually by accident, usually mm-hmm. when they're younger.
Yeah, break the stigma.
Yeah, it's... Strippers are way too smart to get an STD, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like most of us would at least be responsible enough,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, if we had a brothel, I would definitely want everyone to get tested.
Yeah.
Or even a strip club, too.
I mean, facing the fact that most dancers do not see their customers outside the club. Mm-hmm. Most of us are in relationships. Some of us are not. Some of us have sugar daddies and
celibate.
Stuff like that. Yeah, you know, and there's different situations and it varies. But I feel like, I mean, we are grown women mm-hmm. and we're not just like, it isn't like a brothel. No,
mm-hmm.
you know. It was really weird that he asked that question. And so I'm going to be really honest just because this is a place where we're honest. But like when I was really young, I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. I got taken advantage of at my first party. And the guy gave me an STD.
Wow.
And I had to go take care of it. And it was really devastating for me. So when I get asked this in the club, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, it's a little bit triggered. I'm like, why do you need to know? And then, you know, me being a dumbass, I am so honest with everybody around me. And that's probably why I have a podcast. But I was like, you know what? Yeah. One time when I was really young and I told him that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what he did? He stood up and he said, okay. First, he promised me that it didn't matter. He was just curious and that it wouldn't change anything. And we were still definitely getting a dance. So he tricked me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is some bullshit. So then I told him, I said, listen, this is what happened. And I'm really sad about it. But hey, that was also 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's no big deal. And then he was like, all right, cool. Well, thanks for telling me. I'm sorry. I can't do this dance. It just really grosses me out.
Then why'd you ask?
But do you see the kind of yeah. shit? Do you see the kind of shit that we get put through?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who asked that?
Yeah.
You know, or guys that will be like, you need a boob job. Or, I mean, that's very rare. Mm-hmm. It does happen though. Like, some guys will just say and it makes you want to slap them.
Yeah. It's my immediate response, especially when,
I do not have the words for your fucking bullshittery.
Yeah. Never ask a woman her age. Never ask a man his salary. And never ask a stripper questions. Just that's it.
Just don't ask, like, if you start out with, like, not, you know, how do guys start, like, hey, I just want to give you some advice, or ooh, I want to ask you something, don't get insulted. If you have to start it off with that, yeah, don't ask it. Mm-mm. We're probably not gonna like it, you know. Yeah. But
that's why I have a stage name.
Yeah. And I don't like when they ask us if we're married or taken. Because I will tell them the truth. Yes.
Yeah, me too. I'll tell them the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't mind, but if they care. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you should care.
I think that's why I like my clientele, or my regulars, because I can be really open with them. And most of them are poly anyways.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So I just attract, like, a certain clientele. Yeah. So I meet them, like, at the swingers clubs.
Oh, really?
Where I do some of my advertisement. And
oh, that's really... So you go to swingers clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Tell me about that.
So with me being my age, it's not hard to look hot there.
No. I actually made the joke the other day that, like, have you ever seen swingers? They're mm-hmm. always, like, older folks. I mean, like...
They always think it's, like, that MILF and...
Yeah.
The DILF.
But no, they're mm-hmm. just, like, regular older people.
Yeah, you know? And it's Oklahoma, too.
All right. Do you think New York has better-looking swingers than we do?
No. No way.
I've seen our swingers. There's what?
I love our swingers.
You do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is it, like, an intimate kind of, like, culture here or, like, group?
Not gonna lie, yes. But also, I think some... I gulped on this one.
No, you're fine.
I think some of them like my age and my look.
Mm.
And then, like, they talk about, like, their family life because they're a couple.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, your daughter who's, like, the same age as me.
Oh, God.
Kind of looks like this. Yeah, there's, like, this, like, stepdaughter, like, stuff that people are really into here in the South. It's really... Yeah.
Is it a bit cringy? Or
it is really cringy, yeah. Like,
do you make money, or do you get them to come to the club? Like, how?
I have them come to the club, but I'll, like, go to Sin to, like, make an appearance sometimes. Shout out House of Sin.
Oh, I see. Okay. How many swingers do we have in Oklahoma? In Tulsa, Oklahoma, I should say.
I guess, like, the only one that really matters is Sin, really.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah,
I'm a dancer, they're kind of weird. Heard of,
like, it's kind of hard to find them online. Like, you go to their website, yeah, you got to scroll through all these things, and then you'll find the address.
So you're really comfortable with, like, couples in the club?
Yeah, a lot of girls really don't like couples. I did not like them at first.
It's really hard.
But I get called the unicorn now.
Yeah, I mean, I will, like, they have to drag me over, and even then, I will not try that hard to work. I'll
they're
be like, okay,
super awkward, but
you know,
that's
nice talking to you. I'll see you later. I don't know why. I'm just, like, way more comfortable with just giving a single guy a dance. I've given girls dances too, but I mean, they really have to come to me.
The secret is to outweird them.
Outweird them?
Yeah. Because, like, they're weird and awkward because sometimes it's, like, their first time, or, like, their girlfriend could be a little jealous, or the boyfriend is, like, or a fiance, husband, whatever, is just really sheltered. So.
See, that's like, way too many moving factors for me, I feel like. And maybe that's why I stick with I'm sorry, guys. You're so easy.
Yeah.
You're so much easier to talk to, especially when you come in by yourself. We really like it when you just come in by yourself. Mm-hmm. And talking about customers, like a lot of my customers do know that I am married, and I do get the lucky few that don't mind at all. But I end up with a lot of guys who are like, you know, they really, really want to see me outside the club. Mm-hmm. So I don't get customers that last a long time.
Oh, yeah. I like my travelers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll get customers that are like in love with me for 6 months. And then finally, after like 6 months, they'll realize, okay, she's not going to see me outside the club. And then they kind of move on. Mm-hmm. And I always have to prepare myself for that, you know.
Ooh, okay. Sorry. Back to like the swingers thing.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to talk about one of like our baby strippers.
She's a cutie. So let's talk about
she is a baby dancer, but I respect her because like whenever I mean, I respect all the girls there.
Yeah.
But I like her because when I first started dancing, I was in one of my longest relationships. And I would always tell people that I was single because, I don't know, I just didn't want people to, like, judge me or...
Yeah. Having that conversation can be hard with, like, at least...
Because he wasn't comfortable with it.
Oh, he wasn't?
Uh-huh. But with, like, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And... the customers will be like, oh, one day if he's comfortable, maybe we can all go out.
What? That happens to
Yeah, like, she's super, like, comfortable talking about her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then we'll have those people that are like, oh.
I'm super comfortable talking about my man, but I definitely never have that response. Oh, I had that response one time with one of our
customers. Yes.
He's freaking cool. And they're really honestly the only couple that I like. They are such cool people. He was like, dude, me and your dude could hang out. Like, he seems like cool people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I wish my dude was that cool. Well, I love my man, but he is naturally, like, he's a normal guy. Like, he's kind of possessive. He doesn't really care for the job. You know, he puts up with it the best he can. He's as supportive as he can be. Mm-hmm. But he definitely does not want to hang out with dudes who got dances from me, which I think is very normal. But, yeah, so that is the only time I've ever had that. But the fact that all the time.
Oh.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, right?
What about
her
boyfriend?
She likes to, oh, no, of course. I kind of see them, like, as you two, you and your man. Like, he's really possessive over her. He drops her off. Like, they make out in the parking lot.
Aww.
And other customers will, like, drive up because I'll sit out there and smoke.
Yeah.
And that kind of does attract them to come in, just, like, chilling out there.
Just seeing them making out.
Yeah.
People are, like, voyeurs a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes.
They like to watch.
The strip club is definitely full of voyeurs.
Lucky. Well, that's pretty cool that she gets a lot. And she's so young, and she's so pretty.
And smart.
Yeah.
I have never thought of that.
Why do you think the other girls gave her such a hard time? In the beginning, is it just because she's a baby stripper and they do that to all the baby strippers? Mm-hmm. That's so dumb.
My hazing was so high school when I first came to night trips.
Really?
Yeah, someone grabbed like my purple fluffy robe because it gets cold in there. And at the end of the shift, I couldn't find it, so I came back the next day. I was like, oh, it's probably like in the lost and found. It was in the corner where I usually like, or my usual spot, and it was like covered in like chips, nacho cheese. Yes, it was like covered in like. Alcohol and like lemons.
Well, you just made someone mad.
I know,
you didn't
right?
know any better though. Baby strippers don't know. Like they come in and like it really is a whole different culture.
Yes.
I mean everything, even some of the things that we say are not the same. Like girls will say daddy. They are not talking about their dad. They're talking about their sugar daddy. You know, except for me, I say daddy and the other girls get confused.
Uh-huh. I like when you say daddy.
But yeah, so I mean I don't understand what that's about. I don't think that I got that. I must not have been considered like a threat. I feel like maybe that's what it is. Like they see baby strippers as a threat or something.
Mm-hmm.
They come in all cute and new and fresh. And the guys love their attitude and they're having such a great time.
Being a stripper also means like unintentionally making other dancers mad. I remember I told you what happened last week. This girl came up to me and she was like, hey, oh my God. She really confused me. I thought she was like trying to ask me to do doubles with her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, don't do that, by the way. I was like, oh, do what? And she was like, whenever I'm sitting with someone, don't sit with me, by the way. If I'm talking to my customer, don't butt in. I was like, huh? Mm. I'm confused. I don't even know your name.
So she just came out to tell you that because it had happened previously.
Oh, that's my alarm.
Oh, is that? Oh, it is. Hand it to me. My alarm's going off.
It's time to go to work.
What's it say? Probably something really random. I keep those stupid ass alarms for years. I have one on there that says B12 shot every fucking Tuesday. Ooh. And I still have not started. I have one that says Chad needs to go to the doctor. And that was like 2 years ago.
I gotta remember to take my antidepressants.
Yeah. I carry a lot of my stuff in my purse because I feel like in the middle of the day,
I was afraid I wasn't going to find it, but it was just right there.
Yeah, that was great, by the way. Thank you. Mm-hmm. She saved my life. She went and got my phone and turned it off for me.
Your locker. Oh, my God.
Which one? Mine?
Yes. It's, like, the fullest locker I've ever seen at any strip club. Like, not even in Texas. I've seen a locker that full.
My shit is, like, what is that? The nanny, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, yeah.
Dude, I have a Mary Poppins locker, guys. I have one pair of boots, one pair of heels, probably about 30 outfits, toothbrush, toothpaste.
All matching outfits, too.
And it's just ridiculous. At the end of the night, I'm just shoving everything in there. And I have to, like, shove it in there, hold it in place, and then smack my locker closed really fast. Mm-hmm. Then jam the lock in there. I'm surprised I haven't bent the metal on my locker.
It is a little bent.
It's pretty amazing. I just keep so much stuff in there, and I keep thinking I should clean this out. And then the way I get into it in the morning is the same every time. I take my hand.
It just spills.
I just shove it in there, and I throw it all out like a giant. Yeah.
it's like a landfill.
It's like an avalanche.
Yeah.
And then all, you know, your slingshot, the slingshot panties are the ones that, like, we twist, and they go over our shoulders, so they're really long straps. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're in there, and they're just all twist up and knotted up.
Oh, my God. Same with my fishnets. Yeah. I have, like, about 5 or 6 pairs.
Oh, no.
All ripped, tangled with my
bikini top. I promise my house is a lot cleaner than my locker.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something about a locker. We're just very irresponsible locker holders.
I think that's what it is with, like, girls. Like, our cars are, like, super dirty, but, like, our, like, vanity is organized.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always keep my car really clean, as clean as I can. It's not super clean right now. It needs to be vacuumed, but I have been in some strippers' cars
that
blow my ever-loving mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where do I put my feet? You're just like, with your
is
feet.
Is that a burner phone with lines on it?
Is that McDonald's from a week ago? You know, there's, like, stuff on the dash, and mm-hmm. some of our cars, there's car seats. Like, some of us are moms, you know. Some of us go to college, so there's books. And, yeah, some girls are. Mm-hmm. We're just like that. I don't know. Guys probably think that girls are clean. We're not that clean.
Mm-mm.
I feel like.
No. I think the worst part about the men's restroom is that it smells like pee. But, like, the women's restroom. Because they're always
missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Anyway, but, yeah, the women's restroom, what does it smell like to you?
Oh, like. Synthetic hair, like cheap Paris like Hilton. Yeah, hairspray.
Yeah. What's up with girls who like there's Victoria's like Secret?
I don't think
perfume.
It's more like a smell thing in there. I think it smells great in there. It's just like I've seen like toenails on like the marble table.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Like, yeah. Let's see what else.
I usually see like shredded toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Always like tons of shredded toilet paper. I get, you know, maybe they should like, just give us better
some blood
toilet paper.
On the stall.
Oh my God, I have seen that.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, get your shit together.
Who raised you?
Yeah. I know the shower always like one time I and I felt bad too. I felt really bad because I'm
the
not
shower.
I am as I try my very best to never judge anyone mm-hmm. ever and to be as kind as possible. But I walk into the bathroom to use the toilet, and I look across to the shower stall, and there's just I don't know what happened in there.
Yeah.
But it looks like, I mean, there's just like fragmented soap everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like a bar of soap. Uh-huh. Like exploded. And then there was like rags and it looked really dirty and weird. And I was like, what happened to the shower? And I said that kind of loud. And then one girl, like three seats down, she goes, oh, yeah, I just finished. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I don't think you should admit that.
And the towel looks dirty. Yeah, girls. Girls.
Let's do better.
I hate that phrase, but yeah. We probably, that's the, yeah.
Only got it from Gabe because he did come back from the dressing room. I think it was like a Sunday. I don't know what days he worked, but it was definitely after the weekend. And he was like, ew, my mama need a bitch slap all of y'all.
Gabe is hilarious. Gabe is, he's funny, but he can also be kind of scary.
Oh my God.
Because yeah. He will get on to you. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll get pretty upset with you if you break a rule or something like that. He made one of the girls cry, and I don't remember what it was about. But to be honest, it is surprisingly easy to make us cry. Because mm-hmm. we are girls at the end of the day. Strippers are people too.
We tolerate a lot.
Yeah. But we do love Gabe. We love Gabe. It's really fun because he comes from a very, like, strict, like, kind of Christian background. Mm-hmm. And so he's not necessarily uptight, but he's a bit of a prude, like in a sweet, fun way.
Yeah.
And he's this big black guy, teddy bear. He's very jolly.
Always smiling.
He laughs. I love his laugh, and you can hear it from across the room. I think he really brings a lot of positive energy to the club, unlike mm-hmm. other very, like, stern-faced kind of, like, managers in our past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you call him daddy or talk about anything sexual, he will run away so fast. And it is hilarious. One time he was like, Piper, I think he said something like he was going to send me home or put me on DNP for it. I mean, he was joking.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, Gabe, this is the strip club. There is no HR department.
Yeah, human resource.
Yeah.